Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this second Sunday after the Epiphany. The Old Testament reading tells of God calling Samuel to be his prophet. He was probably only about 12 years old, serving under Eli in the tabernacle. The message God presented through Samuel confirmed his position as God's prophet, in which calling he served until his death. We hear Samuel's response to God's call to him with children singing, most likely in a voice similar to his. Speak, O Lord, your servant listens.
The third chapter from the first book of Samuel. Now the young man Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears."
Still my fear, desperate power, it's inward strong.
Writing to the church in Corinth, St. Paul, in his first letter, quotes some phrases that believers apparently had been using to excuse their behavior as what they misunderstood as being their freedom under the gospel. All things are lawful to me, or food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food. Doing away with the ceremonial law did not abolish the moral law, nor did it eliminate each believer's responsibility to his fellow Christian. The gift of faith worked in each Christian by the Holy Spirit and His power to help us lead a sanctified life are beautifully expressed in the hymn, Come Down, O Love Divine.
A reading from the sixth chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the church in Corinth. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
Thank you.
As Samuel was called by God to be his prophet in the 11th century BC, Jesus called Philip and Nathanael in our gospel reading for today from St. John's Gospel. As he called his disciples, through his word he is still in the 21st century calling every sinner, as he said to Philip, "Follow me."
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
We thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckart and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school are offered immediately following the service for all ages. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. Please contact the church office for more information at 574-896-2025. This coming Thursday evening, January 18th, offers a special opportunity for families with young children to worship with Joyful Noise from 5:30 until 7 o'clock, which also includes a light supper. Let the little children come unto him. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, may you rejoice in the Lord always and for the rest of your life.